Hiya, I'm Bio, and in case you're wondering, you are now listening to the What a Joke podcast. A friendly disclaimer before you proceed, continued listening may result in one or more of the following: involuntary and unrestrained laughter. Learning new things. Enjoyment, being offended, and falling in love. And most importantly, always remember, please, don't take everything you hear on here too seriously. Hey everybody, it's Monday again, and that means work.
They pay you though.
But it also means another episode of What a Joke. Yes, it's all a joke here. In season one, I talked about Yahoo Origins because it feels so good to say it back in season one. You know, we've come a long way. We really have. Yeah, I talked about the origins of Yahoo and like how it's, you know, it's really, as most people would agree, not such a great thing. Stealing money from people, these unsuspecting victims that fall for these ploys. And it's never fun when you're on the receiving end of it. That's, you know, getting stolen from. That said, whatever is about to follow, always remember, Yahoo is not the best alternative. There's always something better out there. This is completely for banter. I don't support Yahoo, and neither does my guest. Now, without further ado, I would like to introduce you to my guest today. He's a professor of economics and Yahoonomics from the University of Plakhinskli. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He is a scholar.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Professor Jacob Yahoofsky.
My friend. Please, first off, it's Jacob.
It's
Jacob. Listen, my friend. You don't drink vodka like men. So listen to me when I speak. Okay. Let's talk about Yahoonomics.
Okay. All right. So another thing about my guest today is that he's doing something very interesting.
Yes. Now,
Yahoo is a destructive tool, so to speak. But then this man, all the way from his country, has seen that a bad thing doesn't have to produce only bad fruit. He's decided that he's going to look at this rotten egg and make it produce a beautiful chicken. That is why he started the NGO Yahoo for the Nation. Now it's a non-governmental organization that
takes
former Yahoo boys and like trained new Yahoo boys, but then not just to, you know, steal money from unsuspecting victims. No, they use their skills, their talents, what they've learned to help the economy of Nigeria. Yes, believe it or not, he shocked me too when I heard it first. But then that's what the Yahoo for the Nation does, the YFTN. So here to tell us more, Professor Jacob.
Of course. Now, what we want is a country where our people are actually not hungry. Of course, you need to look at society and understand what exactly Yahoonomics implies. We want redistribution of resources. We want the best possible outcome for our people, and that involves recruiting Yahoo masters. These guys redistribute resources. They spend lavish. They blow money on hoes. I mean the farming instrument, because they do contribute to agriculture.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, that's right.
They blow money on lavish spendings and parties. That implies that they have the multiplier effect on their side.
Mm.
So what happens when government gets money? They steal it and keep it to themselves. Yahoo boys have an obligation to distribute their resources efficiently back to the people who supported them. That's why they say things like, "I love my mama and mama raised me right." That's because they understand the need and importance of redistribution. Now, they drink vodka too.
Ichoku.
Exactly. Shonisisi, as I believe they call it in your native tongue.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right, that's right. Shonisisi.
Shonisisi. So basically what that means is when you give a Yahoo boy money, that money is more likely to be redistributed into the economy. So what that means is that it grows the economy at a rate faster than any other form of investment. Because it encourages consumerism. That's what we believe in Yahoonomics.
All right. So quick question now. This NGO.
Yes.
Where does funding come from?
My friend, we offer you to give us money. If you don't give money, we take and steal. Of course, listen, we only steal from those who stole from us. Mm. Yes.
Robin Hood.
Exactly. That's quite noble when you think about
it. That's a very, very noble
yes.
method to run things. Yes. I heard that you guys actually asked for funding from the government too.
Yes.
And they denied your grant.
Stole too, factually. Check our website, shonisisi.com, as you say. Check.
So, now with this NGO, how does it relate to, or how does it affect foreign exchange?
Good. Now, the greatest thing, right, or source for foreign exchange is Yahoonomics in this country, because that imports a means in which they get foreign currency and convert to Naira. That makes Naira stronger. You understand what that means, right?
Yes.
Of course, somebody may say, oh, it makes no economic sense. Yahoonomics and economics are different, and you're a nerd, and Jacob said so.
Jacob said you're a nerd.
Exactly. Now listen, what exactly happens is that because of Yahoo, there's an increasing demand for Naira within the state. Because what happens is there is an increasing demand for dollar purchasing power over Naira. You understand that?
Yes.
Exactly. So when you convert the excessive amount of dollars which they get from scamming back to Naira, that means Naira is in demand. That means the value of Naira increases. You understand that? Yes. They get money from external sources.
That's actually, wow.
Yes, of course. External sources of money they get. Bring it back here, exchange it, increasing the demand for Naira. The more they scam, the more they need Naira. Why? To flex on everyone. To buy house for their mom. To buy a house for a family. And to also buy cars.
And for their women. For agriculture, of course.
Exactly.
Yes, the farming tools.
Tools, exactly. The hills.
Yes. So
yes.
Now that actually does help the currency. It's actually very possible that with
of course
Yahoonomics and the Yahoo for the Nation,
yes,
we can actually see the Naira rising up to what it formerly was. I remember in 2015 when the then running for president candidate, thank you very much, or said that, you know, I think Naira was what? Was it 205 Naira?
Of course.
To a dollar. And then he's like, is this what you want? And like, you know, we're going to give you change. And
he did give change.
He gave change. I mean, like, it's doubled. It's more than doubled. But like,
I believe you call it in native tongue, double wahala for everybody.
Yeah, while I be like president.
Yes. And bicycle, I heard.
Jacob
is funny, isn't he? yes, Russian humor. I don't kill people.
So, when was this organization founded? And now, in the years since, how many have you recruited?
Well, I first was a victim of Yahoonomics. I wasn't in the matrix. You have to understand. Jacob didn't even know what MAGA meant, except make America great again.
And that's not going so well.
Exactly. So, once I was scammed, I knew I was a MAGA. And I took it personally, as Michael Jordan would say. Yes. I then sorted out and sourced this very particular human being. He has a particular set of skills. Yes. He will find you. And he will kill you.
Wait, no, what?
Now,
what? Who?
Sorry, that's from a movie.
Okay. Russian people.
Yes, he just knows how to bypass your logins and passwords. So that's how he does his job.
So he's a hacker.
Yes, practically. Yes.
That's actually pretty brilliant. You turned a bad experience, what most people would cry, kill themselves over, into a beautiful
business, booming business.
Yes, it's not for profit though.
Well, what exactly is profit? I mean, I need car, I need Ferrari, but not for profit.
Yes. It's just these things need to be done.
I believe the Ferrari is for community. I get Ferrari, but I help community.
And now you have created a lot of jobs for young people. A single Yahoo boy can't do much on his own, but together as a drove a community, an army of Yahoo boys fighting for the nation, there can be change. Finally, we can get our change after they took the money and didn't give change.
Now listen, they get bad rap over here. They are national heroes. That's what they are. Those boys risk lives every day for country.
I mean,
and jail time.
There is jail time here, but like most of them just sit down on their couches and
listen. You don't know struggle. You don't know struggle, Yahoonomics. Now listen, from Yahoonomics, we don't believe in scamming our own people. That's wrong. If you scam Naira, that's taking money out of Naira. Those are rogue Yahoonomics people. We believe in scamming those who have wronged us
and
bringing back, exactly, bringing back retribution and reparation back to this nation. So yes, they get bad rap. So yes, they're misled youth. Of course, a lot of them are victims of circumstance. They don't have choice. Society don't give them choice. So when you look down on them, and you wonder why they come to Yahoonomics for a place of change and refuge, you blame yourself first. You blame society first. Then you, and only then, can you understand what Yahoonomics is about.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. So there you have it. I mean, a lot of times the government says they're doing everything in their power to try to get the Naira back to where it was, but are they really? I mean, with this brilliant innovation now, I think I can actually see a concrete plan for how that's gonna happen.
For sure.
So thank you very much, Jacob. Thank you for coming to the studio. I hope you enjoyed your time here in the studio with me, and it would be nice to have you again some other time.
100%. Thank you. 100%.
Thank you very much. So everybody, that was Asha with a brilliant impersonation. Really bad Russian accent, my comrade. That was
exactly.
It was quite impressive.
Me and the boys do that a lot.
We do it, yeah. And the idea for how to actually use Yahoo. This is obviously just theoretical. Please don't practice it.
Okay, let's have a serious conversation after.
Before that, just gonna give a shout out to my boy Ayafa, current CUIV champion and expert public speaker, debater, African champion as well. He's not here in the studio, couldn't be here, but he came up with the idea for how to actually use Yahoo to save the Nigerian currency. Now for the serious conversation.
Yes, so Asha's here, guys. Okay, so the peculiar situation we're in is genuinely like there are some societal factors, and also a lot of time I think we have a very, very warped perception of what Yahoo really is. Apparently, from the research I've done, what they mostly do is create fake Facebook pages and Instagram pages and try to get money from white people. That's like the major source of what's it called, of Yahoo money. It's not as elaborate as some people think. Of course, they are elaborate Yahoo like people, but like most people,
Shout out to Osh Poppy.
Yeah, like most people are actually just boys on the street. Like now young boys like 10, 12, they know, oh, a boy came up to me when I used to work in a mechanic. As a mechanic, exactly. And he came. He was one of the...
He no struggle.
He was one of them. And he was like, do I have a Facebook page I'm not using? And I was like, why? And I said, Shoni CC now. Then I used him as my connect. Okay, no, but like I just picked his brain because I didn't have one, but like he's going to do it anyway.
You didn't have a brain?
I didn't have a Facebook account for him.
Yeah.
So like, but I just picked his brain and found out that, oh yeah, he definitely is going to find an account, and he told me how he does it. And then this guy is I think he was 17. That all he knows is mechanical work. He doesn't know much about school and every all those kind of things. And sometimes governments would spend more money in corrective measures than preventive measures.
Yes, yeah. They do.
So it's like you need to understand that we need to nip these things in the bud from like early on, and we need to create very clear passages for people to attain wealth or at least be comfortable. And these things, people always see these things as pipe dreams, but I think the creation of things that are affordable and cheap can also be profitable. Like, I believe Amazon made shipping more comfortable, or like I believe certain companies, they make things more comfortable and more affordable.
Yeah.
And they still get rich off of doing these things.
I mean, like but then the thing is Nigeria, and so government doesn't want to like, you know, get into that whole privatization thing, and like they fear it.
Like,
but I mean,
no dependency on them.
If these guys start doing the work that they're supposed to be doing, I mean, like people might as well vote CEOs as president.
Exactly.
It's a threat. It's a big threat.
But like that's just what genuinely need more of those kind of pathways. And I believe the people are amongst us. Like, they're definitely a way to create like low cost housing that is still profitable.
Yeah. And while Yahoo for Nigeria may not be real and should not actually be a thing, please, yeah, nobody, this was not like an idea for you to implement.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways that like we can do more. We can try to help those around us. Like, for people who have the opportunity, like there are some companies that do some things that are really profound. That,
yeah,
like I look at like, this is actually inspirational. It being in Nigeria, you know, there's some people you just look and you want to root for them. Like, yeah, really hoping that a lot of those avenues come to fruition. So that's all the time we have today. I hope you all learned a little. Now, I know you all learned a little. Yeah, I learned a little too.
Until next time, I remain your host, Adebayo.
Adebayo, yeah, but...
Thank you for listening to the end. If you liked it or not, please share with your friends, family, enemies, and total strangers in any way you can. Help share the humor. It would also mean a lot if you could subscribe to this show on the official Jammit platform, and I'd love to respond to your comments on the official Jammit Twitter page at JammitFM under the post for this episode. Tune in next Monday for another episode, because really, you can't make this stuff up.